we are playing a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. It's the 12 days of giveaways, and let's introduce you to Jeannie calling us from Lanesville. Hi, Jeannie.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning, world.
Good morning, world. Yes, Jeannie's got reddish brown hair, drives a VW Atlas, works at a bank, and has been married, going to celebrate 20 years, New Year's Eve.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Yay!
So wait, 20 years, oh, okay. So I got invited to, Jeannie, I guess you would probably be old enough to remember when everybody was freaking out about Y2K, right?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, very much so.
Yeah, so I remember getting invited to a New Year's Eve wedding on December 31st, 1999. And
oh goodness.
And I was like, wow, I mean,
is the world gonna end at the wedding?
I know. And remember, it was like such a huge, it's like the turn of a millennia and all
Absolutely.
This stuff. And
yeah.
And then, you know, my mom was like, well, you know, she probably only asked people she knew would probably come. And I was like, yeah, you're right. That, and she was my ex-girlfriend, too. So that was kind of weird. Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway. Well, hey, congrats on 20 years if you make it, okay?
If you make it.
If you make it. Oh, we'll make it.
All right, good.
We're going to have the Bahamas trip going in January.
Oh, awesome.
That'll be nice.
Yes.
That'll be nice. All right, Jeannie, Kelly's going to explain how the game works.
Jeannie, you know the drill. You're going to hear three stories. You have to figure out, in that story, was a person a little kid or a drunk adult?
Not writing.
Got it.
Here we go. First one.
So I got kicked out of a nursing home for yelling, effing bingo. a little bit of experience with nursing homes. I'm going to say drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
Oh. Not right. I feel like, though, this could have elements of a little kid. Like, I feel like maybe the obvious answer is drunk adult, so it makes me want to say little kid.
All right.
So, I understand.
Okay, so Kelly's splitting from Jeannie, and she's saying little kid. Let's find out.
I was actually a little kid.
Little kid.
The nursing home my grandma was in had a problem with old people swearing because it made everyone very upset. So they made a rule that any profanity got kicked out of the cafeteria. So when my grandma got bingo and her friend hit her in the arm and she said, hey, you have effing bingo.
Oh God!
I was afraid the person running the game wouldn't hear my grandmother because she speaks so softly. So I screamed out, effing bingo.
What a
story. She's just repeating what she heard.
Story.
Like, listen, you probably didn't hear grandma is what she said.
Okay, 0-for-1. Here we go. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I dropped a bowling ball on my father's balls.
What just happened? What just happened? That was so unexpected.
Oh, wow.
Yep, my turn.
Wow. Right?
Little kid.
Yeah, it has to be, right?
Does it?
Well,
can he hold a bowling ball?
Well, unless maybe you're drunk and you're bowling with Grandpa
maybe.
And the oopsies.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, so you say what? Little kid?
Little kid.
All right. I'm locking arms.
All right, both of you saying little kid.
Little kid.
Yeah, as a little kid.
Oh!
little kid.
We were getting ready to bowl one night, and he was sitting on the end of the lane getting ready to tie his shoes, and he'd pulled his legs in so he could tie them. And I was 6. I picked up a bowling ball that was way too heavy for me.
Yeah.
And I carried it over to him. Dad didn't notice me walking over to him with it. But when I got over to him and he did notice and he leaned back to look over at me, yeah, it's when I lost my grip on the ball. And at that point, it was too late.
Oh, my God.
Oh, right in Grandpa's lap. Ouchie.
That is Dad's lap.
His dad's lap. Yes. Yeah. Ouchie. Oh.
Okay. Last one. Little kid, drunk adult. You got that one right. So you're one right, one wrong. Here we go. Last one.
I crapped in a hat while driving on a road trip.
These have been extra special.
And a certain quality about them. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, crapped in a hat while on a... Please tell me drunk adult.
Has okay. to be, right? It has to be drunk
that
adult.
That would make it so much fun.
It
that would
make
it
more
so
fun.
Much fun.
Yes, it would make it more fun.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, Jeannie. That's exactly what I was thinking. You know what this road trip needs?
Yes.
Needs for someone to crap in a hat.
Crap in that hat. Yes.
That's what it
All
needs.
Right. Let's. Oh, give me crapped in a hat.
I was a drunk adult.
There it is. There it is.
My friend and I were heading to the Keys. I ate some sausage for breakfast, and it didn't really agree with me.
Oh.
And I also had a few white Russians, which was really not a good choice. And then once we hit the 7 Mile Bridge.
Hang on. White Russians and sausage?
All right.
That's gross.
I got a case of bubble guts, and long story short, I could not hold it, and I ended up crapping in my hat because our driver would not pull over.
Wow.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, and we never wear that.
I got it.
Well, Jeannie, you have endured so much.
So the people in those stories.
You have endured so much hanging on this phone call with us here today. So congratulations. You're a winner.
Yay!
Yep. 12 days of giveaways. You got yourself 4 tickets to the Harlem Globetrotters. All right. Congrats.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Thank you so much for being a part of our show. And I'm going to ask you to hang on the line another quick sec. We're going to get more information from you, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, good.
Okay, goodness gracious. Thank goodness none of that happened to us. Are we right? Are we thanking our lucky stars right now?
Maybe.
That nobody dropped a bowling ball on our bits?
On our bits.
We didn't crap in any hats?
No.
Okay. All of that's good. So if you do have a scenario, though, that you think could fit the bill for this game, we need to hear it. Email us a little voice note. Like, give us a little teaser. Reveal the answer. Finish the story. Email us, BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com.